The novel, Coiled in the Heart, is set in Tennessee and follows young Tobiah Caldwell's growth to manhood, burdened by the guilt Tobiah carries from a childhood encounter with another boy. The author, Scott Elliott, started the novel as a series of short stories, which evolved into a 500-page novel and ultimately shrank back to a more reader-friendly size. Elliott says that he started working on it 9 years ago just to see where Tobiah's life would go.
It started with the central event of the story, Tobiah and Ben down at the creek and what happens there and sort of the aftermath and the way in which this event lets Tobiah's father sort of see him for the first time. It was a coming-of-age story. And then I was interested and curious where Tobiah would end up years later. And then all these other concerns started to come in. I got interested in the New Madrid, and I got interested in the way in which maybe the computer industry, antebellum mansions, and virtual reality games would sort of rub up against each other, and I wanted to see what kind of dynamic that could create to bring all these things together.
Down at the creek, and Tobiah and Ben, and what goes on? Ben has been, well, they're kids, and Ben has been bullying Tobiah.
Yes, Ben is a member of the first family to move into one of the first subdivision houses to go up on land that's been in the Caldwell family for 200 years, and he stakes claim on the creek that Tobiah considers to be his kingdom, and Tobiah ends up leading Ben into an encounter with a cottonmouth that he knows lives in the tangled roots of an oak tree, tells Ben that there's a silver dollar down in those roots, and Ben reaches for it and sort of darkly and miraculously is bitten by the cottonmouth and ends up falling in the creek and dying. And then that's the event that sort of becomes the epicenter of Tobiah's life and creates a guilt in him that he has to try to overcome for the rest of his life.
Tobiah's the narrator. What made you decide to tell the story in the first person?
I think because the event is secret. The central event is something that only his father knows about. He confesses it to a friend. I think because of the intimacy and the secret of that central event, I think it was important that it be in first person and something that Tobiah is guarding through his life. And he's having to live with it. And I think the first person allows you to show how intense and how internal the conflict is that's raging inside of him as he tries to negotiate his way through the world.
You have to know a lot of stuff to turn out this book. I started making notes. You got to know about snakes, computers, strokes, butterflies, the Civil War, the New Madrid earthquake, Real Foot Lake, which was formed by the New Madrid earthquake, literature, of course, college football, real estate development, and, the salvage business.
Yes, yes.
There's a lot about all that stuff in there.
I find that as a writer, that's one of the big perks about being a writer and undertaking to write a novel. I think it's one of the joys that a reader gets from reading a novel or a work of nonfiction, is that you get to learn. And I think as a writer, you have to make sure that you know these things very well before you can write about them. So it's fascinating to see where the book takes you, and you never know where you're going to end up, what you're going to end up learning. So you get to go into all this fascinating territory and pick up all these crucial details for these things.
So you packed everything you knew into your first book. What are you going to do? You got to go learn something else now.
That's right. That's right. I'm addressing that by changing locale. I'm working on a book that's set in the Pacific Northwest, in and around the Olympic National Park. So getting a new territory to try to explore. And then after that, I may really be exhausted.
So here you have this 500-page hernia-producing manuscript, and 40 publishers told you no.
Yes, that's correct. It was difficult to go through that process. I feel like I got a lot of letters that were congratulatory without deciding to accept the manuscript. It seemed like I was getting closer and closer. And I think a lot of it was the length. I think right now shorter manuscripts are more easily for editors to push through the marketing departments of houses.
So Putnam had you chop 200 pages.
That's right. At first, of course, this was not an easy thing to hear, that whole settings of the book were to be cut, to hear that characters weren't credible, and he thought that two characters could be rolled into one. So I was reticent at first and worried about the book. So it took a while. I had to sit with it for a while and eventually decided to try to cut it down and make it leaner and meaner.
Well, what was lost?
A long trip in which Tobiah went down to Louisiana, some characters he encountered there, including a woman who was setting up what she called a guilt camp, where executives would come to labor in the swamp and feel guilty. So this is what sloughed off from the book, and then some other things here and there.
Was the ending always the same?
The ending stayed the same in the feedback that I've gotten so far. It's sort of open-ended. There's a suggestion of what might happen, and I like the idea of a reader supplying where Tobiah is going to be a week from the ending of the book. The ending stuck. I knew what was going to happen. I knew the energy that I wanted to be in the ending, and wrote that before a lot of the other things that came before the ending changed to try to lead up organically to that ending. It's a great feeling.
Novelist Scott Elliott, Coiled in the Heart, is his first book. Today is Veterans Day, and here are some of the military veterans who work for NPR. Susan Ator, Bob Butcher, Tom Carpenter, Alex Chadwick, Leo DeLaguila, Corey Flintoff, Holly Fountain, Shelley Franklin Tillman, Bill Hill, Nathaniel Horton, Neil Jackson, Dan Jones, Carl Castle, Kevin Close, Terry Knight, Dick Colas, Rich Lewis, Larry Lynch, John McChesney, Jeff Sandman, Daniel Shore, Dwayne Simmons, Bob Scusa, Chuck Thompson, Andrew Watts, Luke White L., and me. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.